Rancor's Brothel's a year old now.
Oh, awesome. That's right. I guess here in a few days will be my divorce-iversary.
Yeah, your divorcery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, enjoy that. Hello, and welcome to Battlestar Brothel. I'm your co-host, Matt.
I'm your co-host, Dustin.
And we are nearing the end. We can see it in sight of Battlestar Galactica Season 4.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're talking about three episodes on Netflix. Now, this is not the actual airing number episodes if you happen to be watching on a DVD or something. This is episodes 12, 13, and 14 on Netflix, which I know the numbering's a little off. That is Sometimes a Small Notion, A Disquiet Follows My Soul, and The Oath. Highlights. We've got a president who stopped taking her meds, so now she feels alive again because she's getting over the poison of what's that shit called? They have a name for it there, but I mean, what do we call it when cancer treatments?
It's like radiology.
Chemo. Yeah. And that happens to people, you know, in real life. When they stop taking their chemo, they start to feel like better.
I can kind of see how, you
yeah.
know.
Well, yeah.
They're pumping, man,
I'm
going to
take this toxic waste and shove it in my veins real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe we don't have something better than that right now.
I would really just rather live through the cancer killing me, personally.
Yeah, there's another treatment for it that's only legal in like 4 states. Indiana's one of them.
Oh, weed?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, sorry.
Weed doesn't cure anything. That's the pain. But no, like, I guess like the FDA holds the patent for chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, the FDA is going to make that the only recommended cure for cancer.
Gotcha.
See how it works?
Yeah.
Conspiracy. Okay, so the president's feeling great. She's jogging and fucking Adama, and she's just getting all, she got nasty in this 3-episode set. We saw her get down with the old man.
Yeah. Yep.
Brown waking chicken, brown all, cow.
Yep.
It was oldpeoplefucking.com. Oh, yeah. We have Commander, or not Commander, Lieutenant Gata, proving that pirates have to only have one leg.
Hmm.
I mean, he's a peg leg
awesome.
Pirate now.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking mutineer.
Yeah, I didn't put that together.
Yeah, I just thought of it now. Cause, I mean, you know, eye patch is on the good side, so. I like to see that Ty and Adama's relationship got way better in this series.
Yeah.
Like, yep. I mean, it kind of ends with them being like, you're my best friend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'll stand there. It's been an honor and a privilege, sir. So that was kind of nice. What else happened?
Let's see. Tyrell found out he's not the father of his kid.
Of Nikki, yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out Callie wanted some hot dog loving before mm-hmm. she went for fatty. Yeah.
I wonder if there's going to be something, another important point that's going to bring up at some point.
I don't know. I mean, it made it look like, you know, they talk in this 3-episode arc about, you know, Cylons weren't supposed to be able to reproduce biologically. And the fact mm-hmm. that Ty knocked up that 6 means that there's a hope for the future. And so then you kind of start looking at the Hera hybrid
mm-hmm.
and Tyrell's son hybrid. And that's when we find out, you know, oh, actually a human, not a hybrid. Oh, maybe the Cylon race isn't as well off as we thought.
Right.
What about the revelation that everybody on planet Earth was a Cylon?
Yeah, that was, that's pretty crazy. It makes me think that, like, this is way off the wall, but it just makes me think that everyone is just a Cylon. Like, no one, there aren't any humans. Everyone's a Cylon.
Hmm. So, like, the 5th and final Cylon is actually everybody?
Yeah, it's like the whole fleet.
It'd be fucked up, though, wouldn't it?
Yep, it certainly would. It's hard for me to think.
Okay, well, I mean, what about the revelation of Starbuck and Leoben when they were on Earth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her finding her own remains.
She found her. I mean, did you think it was a little weird that the body was all charred and gross, yet it had these streaming, clean, blonde locks on it?
Yeah, that was. Well, I mean,
was that the fault of the props department?
Well, no, like, maybe most of her face that was inside the helmet, maybe most of her head that was inside the helmet didn't get as charred as much.
Okay, I could buy that.
Because like everything, you know, under the faceplate, of course, was going to get charred if that busted out or whatever.
So Starbuck is a Cylon? Is that what we're saying? I mean, or is this another red herring?
I don't know. I feel like if she really was a Cylon, there's a lot of episodes left. They would still be holding out on that. They wouldn't have. There's just something going on with the whole. I mean, it raises the question about we definitely know that her old ship was completely destroyed, and it's absolutely a different ship.
But it has the same serial numbers and everything on it.
Yeah, right. It's been replicated, but I don't know who by who or why.
What about? You know, could it tie back to, remember in season two when they first revealed the fourth Cylon, the Doctor?
Mm-hmm.
And remember she had that weird, like, bandage on her, like, where her ovaries are?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they cloned Starbuck? Maybe they didn't make her a Cylon. They just cloned her biologically and sent her back out?
I don't know. Maybe the cloning process is much more advanced at that point in time, but I always understood it to be whenever something is cloned, it still has to grow up and it has to go through all those stages of life before it can become identical to its clone.
Well, right? You would think that, except that remember we only had the skin jobs have only been since the first Cylon War, which was 40 years ago. Colonel Ty is over 40.
Yeah, but are they growing them or are they just like building them?
I don't know.
We still don't know exactly what a Cylon is made of.
Snakes and snails and puppy dog tails?
Yeah, it must be it.
That's what little Cylons are made of. I don't know. Like, her coming back, instead of giving us an answer, it makes more fucking questions.
Yeah.
Because why would they reveal the last Cylon this early?
They wouldn't. They just wouldn't.
They wouldn't do it, so it's got to be a red herring.
Yeah.
All right. Let's throw Balter and let's throw Thrace out. Who do you think the final Cylon is?
Ooh.
I mean, they threw...
Or wait, do you actually know? Because didn't...
No, I don't know. I have a clue. I have a clue.
Okay,
and I'll tell you about the clue after everything's all done.
Okay.
But after we record all these episodes, and I'll tell you on the last one, you know, what my clue was. But so we'll know whether or not it was legit. But man, finding out that Ty what is a Cylon really threw Adama into a whirlwind. Like they really like tore him down quite a bit. I mean, they're buddies again now. But can you imagine the mental like pain, the mental anguish that he would go through if he himself was a Cylon?
I think he'd kill himself.
That would be one of the more dramatic revelations, is finding out if he was a Cylon. Like, let's put it this way. Who in the cast would make the biggest impact being a Cylon?
I guess it depends on how the mutiny goes.
Yeah.
Because you know what would be, like, the best poetic justice is, like, if it's Zarek or Gaeta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, the reveals of the last four Cylons, they're all high ranking,
mm-hmm.
But they're all not the leader, you know? You got the aide to the president, you got the second in command on the ship, mm-hmm. you've got the head engineer, and then you've got one of the better pilots.
Yep, they're all pretty important.
Is the next one going to be a leader, or is it going to be a secondary leader, like Tom Zarek is the vice president, or Lieutenant Gaeta? Or Leah Dama, yeah.
That would put Adama into, or like Admiral Adama into a whirlwind again.
Yeah.
Find out his son is a Cylon.
I can't remember. In these three episodes, did Dee already kill herself?
Yes.
Okay, she killed herself and guess he's coming to dinner.
Yeah, she she killed herself.
I know she killed herself, but it wasn't in these three episodes, was it?
Yeah, I thought so. It had to have been. She was talking all happy with Adama, or with... Yeah, with Lee, and then walked into the... that doesn't tell us what episode it is, though.
Mm. I mean, like, 5 years ago, I was talking to a friend of mine who mm-hmm. said that I needed to watch... Aaron Bond, friend of the show, said that I needed to watch Battlestar Galactica.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, it's just another show. I don't have time for a new show in my life. And he's like, it's amazing because it's a space show, but it's not about space.
No.
What do you mean? And he's like, well, they just spent an entire episode making you happy that this character mm-hmm. has kind of been really depressed and sad lately is like going to get back with her husband and she's falling in love again and mm-hmm. everything seems right in the world. And then for no fucking reason, she looks in her mirror in her little locker and blows her fucking head, her brains out. And I was like, wow, man, that's intense. I don't know and if I can watch this show.
She was all but jolly that whole time.
Yeah, so I've been, like, waiting for that moment to happen. I couldn't remember mm-hmm. what character he said, but so I was, like, I was waiting the whole time for, like, a female character to, like, just get real depressed and blow her fucking head off.
That's the one.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, that was crazy. Did you see Admiral Adama's face when he pulled the sheet up? Like, it really tore him apart.
Oh, he looked heartbroken, looking at didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And, see, what did you think when Adama went and grabbed that pistol?
I thought he was going to go do some murdering.
I don't know. I think they wanted everyone to think that he was going to blow his brains out too after seeing her do the same thing, but that wouldn't have been good for the show.
He was trying to do, you hear about it sometimes, suicide by cop.
Yeah.
He was trying to do suicide by Cylon, I think.
Gotcha. To make Ty kill him.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I don't know. It makes sense.
Let's see, who else is there on the ship? Well, we talked about just about everybody.
What about the weird flashbacks we had too? When they were on Earth, mm-hmm. Tyrell and Ty both had weird flashbacks to their previous lives.
Yeah. Yep.
So are these final Cylons survivors of the attack on Earth or what? Cause
hey, what about this? All 13 Cylons are survivors of Earth. The rest of the people in the fleet, who I think are Cylons now, they're like more or less descendants of those people. Not necessarily descendants, but they were built after or they were created after. The 13 Cylons are the original 13 from Earth.
I don't know. Possible. Possible. Definitely possible. I mean, like, why would, if Cylons were inhabiting Earth
mm-hmm.
and the Earth got nuked.
Yeah, why would they go back?
Why would they leave? Because we proved on Caprica that Cylons aren't affected by radiation sickness.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was a real emotional thing for them. Going through all that trauma and stuff, they needed, like, staying in that place where all that trauma happened. Maybe it was tearing them apart. Hmm. They needed to get out of there.
Maybe. God, I just don't fucking know, man.
Yeah. Everybody's a Cylon. Everybody. That's my verdict.
Nah, it's not going to be that.
Oh, it will. You wait. Hey, I'm stuck on this.
And the last thing, back when they were on Earth, still checking things out, and they were getting the DNA samples and finding out that everybody was Cylons, and mm-hmm. they dug up a Centurion.
Yeah.
Did you see that head was a Cylon from the previous series?
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
It was like kind of like a nod.
Okay, I guess I thought it was just like an older version of the Centurions.
No, yeah, I mean, technically it is, right? Cause it's from
right. Yeah, right.
Almost makes you wonder, too, is this series mm-hmm. a remake, or is it in its own sense a sequel?
Like a continuation.
Like The Matrix, you know, the Colonel Sanders tells us that it's all happened before and it will all happen again. It's a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
What if
they've been saying this the whole time. What, Deanna was saying that she wants to get out of this merry-go-round. She wants to get off this. Out of this cycle.
Yeah. So what if that's it? You know? I mean, that could be a possibility. What if this is not a retelling, but it is an actual sequel
mm-hmm.
to the original, just showing, you know, with some variations and characterization and timelines, it's pretty much the exact same thing because that's what they said would happen.
We're just going through the loop again. And that actually sets them up to have tons and tons more of these, basically the same series over and over and over again.
They'll just do it like every 25 years. They'll just be like, oh, time for Battlestar again.
I would be fine with that. That'd be fantastic.
maybe. Well, I think we've about covered everything. What do you think, sir?
I think so. If there's anything we missed, I'm sure we'll bring it up next time.
Sounds like a plan. We've got, I don't know, 6 or 7 more episodes left to go. Mm-hmm. We are on a deadline because Dustin's moving to Albuquerque. Yep. So you know, we're going to be cramming these things in everywhere. We're going to be, we're putting them in all of our holes. All our dirty, dirty holes will be stuffed with Battlestar Galactica.
With no lube, it's going to be like a bowling pin covered in sand.
So say we all.
So say we all.